In August, Governor Scott McCallum vetoed from the state budget an appropriation for 59 additional public defenders. That means more cases have to be taken by private attorneys at higher cost. But the public defender's office does not have enough money to pay all the private lawyers that will be needed, and without the new appropriation, the fund will run out of money in September. Then counties would have to pay for the attorneys. The co-chair of Joint Finance, Democratic Senator Brian Burke of Milwaukee, says providing lawyers for indigent defendants is required by the Constitution.
The right to counsel for indigent defendants is not optional. We need to fund that. If we don't do it efficiently at a state level through a system of public defenders, counties across the state will be forced to bear those costs, and those costs will be on the property tax. They won't go away, and they'll be much more substantial than they are currently for the services offered by the Office of the State Public Defender.
The motion to appropriate more money for the Public Defender's Office was sponsored by Democratic Senator Gwen Moore of Milwaukee and Republican Representative Cheryl Albers of Reedsburg. It passed the Joint Finance Committee unanimously. After its first week of deliberations on the budget repair bill, the committee has approved spending cuts totaling $115 million. It still has a long way to go to solve the billion-dollar budget deficit. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.